You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Wednesday hump day. How are you, Ari?
I'm in a bit of a weird dilemma at the moment. Because,
a dilemma?
Yes, because I'm trying to figure out whether or not it's weirder to see Peter Dutton with hair or without. Because I'm just watching the Today Show right now and they're doing a piece on Dutton and it shows him from like quite a few years ago when he had hair. And I'm like, I don't know which one's weirder.
Yeah. I mean, because with the shaved head, he's the full Voldemort look.
Yeah.
That's what he's sort of known for.
It's like Voldemort's wearing a toupee.
Yeah.
And there's balding on top.
Which is odd.
Could you imagine if they like made that character like that?
It just lacks the intimidation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
It'd be... You know, Harry, I'm going to get you. This is in the Harry Potter movies. He's like, as if, and just walks off. Not worried a single bit. Nobody's worried at all.
You just look like a librarian that's never seen sun in their life.
That's
chopped their nose off at birth.
Perfect description. Perfect description.
How are you, Creepo?
I'm terrific, yeah.
That's good.
It's a busy day ahead, but a good one. Lots of good stuff going on.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So, Ari, I think you were talking about this on the show maybe last week.
What is it?
Good Folk Brewery's opening up the new, like, bar.
Good Folk Brewery?
Yeah, in Newcastle. It's like a craft beer bar. I think you mentioned like, that might be coming soon or something.
Can't remember, but yeah, okay. Sounds like me. I'll be talking about a bar, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I've just seen some footage of it.
Oh.
So cool. So to get in, instead of a normal door.
Oh, here we go.
It's like, it looks like an old school vending machine. And then you press like one of the drink buttons and you go in and it's all 1970s vibes in there. So cool.
You know what that reminds me of? A scene from the Santa Claus 3 where they've got like the Red Bull, but it's like Red Deer or something like that. And you press a couple of buttons and it takes you to a secret snow globe room. That reminds me from that scene.
Well, I haven't seen that movie.
It might have inspired it, but anyway.
It's possible. Yeah,
cool. But
secret bar behind a vending machine. Newcastle has come a long way.
Sick.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, it's like that bar, I think it's on Hunter Street as well, that has like a secret entryway as well.
Yeah, this is, anyway, I've seen footage of it, like of the bar itself. It honestly, super cool. Yeah, 70s, very good vibes in there.
Oh,
like, chilled out, you know, records and...
Is it actually open now?
I'm trying to read the information on it. It has a video of them going in. There's nobody in the bar in the video. So maybe it's like opening very soon is my guess.
Good fun.
It certainly is. All right, there we go. So if you're looking for a cool place for a date or to go hang out, looks pretty awesome in my opinion.
Might have to take my partner. There you go. Check it out for you.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, tackling some local news now, though. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thank you.
That's the way. Now, I heard you did very well at trivia last night.
I did. I was very proud of myself.
So which pub was it?
It was Talara Bowling Club. And
oof, someone's living good.
Yeah, no offence, but the trivia was felt a little bit easy, but it was good for my ego.
So you should have won then.
You should have won, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we only did half of the trivia and then we had to leave because of these early mornings, but I think we were on track to win.
Oh, you could have stayed all the way. Yeah. What do you mean?
What time did it wrap? 7 or something?
I can't even remember.
Okay, all right. Well, better luck next time.
Yeah.
Perhaps pick a night when not got the morning start afterwards. Mm. Let's jump into the news, though. So some good news about our one of our local beach areas.
Yes, Port Stephens has landed itself the top spot in Australia's leading travel destinations. And this is according to What If. I think, have you guys heard of that? It's like a travel app.
Oh, yeah, we do ads for them all the time.
Yeah. So What If. They've named Port Stephens as the number one, which is amazing, our little town.
Doesn't shock me because, honestly, like Shoal Bay, Salamander Bay, Nelson Bay,
all that.
Take your pick, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. But out of every location in Australia, I was actually quite surprised. And then second was Cairns in Queensland and Mandurah in Western Australia.
That does shock me, actually.
Cairns? Wow. Really?
I don't mind Cairns. I think it's a nice place, but it shouldn't rank.
I agree. It's perfectly rank. No, it's perfectly fine, but really, what do they got? Like a dinky old casino and what are that? That's like the ropes.
Alligators.
Yeah.
No,
crocodiles?
Wrong part of the world.
Reported alligators.
Yeah. It's all right, but yeah, I agree with Ari. Mm. Not that higher ranking.
Mm. Surely like Shoalhaven or something like that should have got a look in as well.
Yeah. But... Well, we have two more from New South Wales that ranked, and it was Kingscliff in 8th and Yamba in 9th.
Oh. Yamba. Okay. Yeah. Well, might be like a hidden secret beauty spot.
Hidden gems list, perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else have we got going on, Jackie? Some nuclear stuff?
Yeah, in more serious news, the government inquiry into nuclear power, which is chaired by Hunter MP Dan Ripacoli, they've released some figures today, and it's kind of what we were expecting, and it's basically that nuclear is going to be super expensive and take a really long time to build.
Like you said, we knew this.
Yeah.
And they're just repeating that, is that right?
Yeah, basically, they've got their findings. They did heaps of hearings across the country, a number of which were in Muswellbrook and local areas, and 857 written submissions. And from all of this data and talking to experts, they've found that it would be really hefty costs.
Waste of time. Yeah.
Essentially what Ari just coughed.
Yeah.
Take from that what you will. Yeah, it seems like it. As you said, Ari, we already knew this. Mm-hmm. Expensive and taking ages.
Yeah. Is it just me, just quickly, but do you not really care? Just as long as we have power, we're fine. I don't really care.
I don't want the expensive one.
No.
I'd prefer the money to go on other stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I just, work it out. And make
well,
it
they
faster.
Will.
Yeah, the powers that be need to figure this
we
out.
We put you in power, do better.
So, hey, that is a great sentiment. Mm. I think a lot of people feel that.
UFM. The Novos.
Something wild has popped up only just a few days ago. So a video that was likely made using artificial intelligence includes that of President Donald Trump kissing the feet of Elon Musk, reportedly playing on a loop in the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development headquarters. And it's come as criticism of Musk's government authority builds. Now, I've done a little bit more reading into this, and something that I didn't know. So as Trump and Musk actually prepare to bring their next round of arbitrary cuts to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, this is how it's come about. It seems like at least one or maybe a selection of employees is making their displeasure known through this video. So, like, because of all these cuts, they're getting their back up and be like, you know what? This is actually what's happening, and I'm going to make a funny video about it. Now, this is me just speculating. Yeah, that's the thought.
You're purely just improvising here at this point.
Well, this happened on Monday morning, which was the first day of the Trump administration's return to office ban on remote work. Employees at HUD were greeted by a feat of digital protest, or a foot of one, if you may.
Ew.
Yeah, like, honestly, it's basically saying that, from Trump in the White House describing the president as the king and then also kissing the feet of Musk. It's kind of like they're in cahoots together. Well, of course we know that.
Yeah.
But like just... it's weird.
Have you seen the footage?
I haven't actually watched it myself.
And what about... So I did a bit of Googling while the song was playing there.
Actually, I found a post. But yeah, keep going.
What does it look like?
Someone apparently hacked the televisions at HUD. So, like, Musk is laying down, sort of, like, propped up, laying down on a couch.
Okay.
And then Trump is, like, grabbed his feet, Musk's feet, and just started pecking at it.
Ooh, that's so...
It looks so real.
Just Googling it now, they're now saying that an individual believed to be the one behind it, they reckon they've found out who it is.
Oh, they get the sack.
They said they were escorted off the property... And it's unsure whether they're going to lose their job. Oh, as if it's unsure. That's the first person to be fired if this happens.
Well, appropriate action will be taken for all involved, said a spokesperson. So, yeah.
Does not seem ideal for them. Although, I guess if you're working there at the moment, everyone's getting a sack anyway. You may as well go out in a blaze of glory.
And if that's the case, you've got your whole, like, work office going, heck yeah.
I think they'd do well to try and get into like a marketing position or something because this has gone worldwide.
Well, it's even got the words over this video saying "Long live the real king."
Definitely interesting.
The Novos when you wake up
live across Newcastle and the Hunter,
all live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Did you see, Crevo, some of these ads about KFC bringing out a Zinger Banh Mi to Newcastle only?
No.
Are you kidding? Like, I've just seen it last night and another post on Newcastle Reddit this morning.
What is that? Show me. Have you got any pictures of it, of the ad?
Yes, I do.
While you're talking about that, I heard that they're bringing like the nachos.
Yeah, the Zinger nacho thing.
Yeah, in a box or something. Yeah. I was like, that looks interesting.
So, the KFC Zinger Banh Mi apparently comes with a Zinger fillet, cucumber and carrot, Vietnamese-style slaw with a Banh Mi and supercharged sauce on a crunchy long roll.
Very interesting.
Hang on. Let me just... hang on.
Whilst I'm a fan...
It kind of looks like a rooster roll in a
little
way,
bit, yeah.
But like a little bit of Asian slaw in it.
A tiny bit. Honestly, I'm skeptical.
Yeah,
whilst I like both institutions a lot, the idea of Banh Mi and KFC chicken, I just don't trust KFC to pull off a Banh Mi.
It's not going to taste the same for sure.
Oh, no. Even if it tastes, like, even if it's its own thing and it tastes good, like, it tastes all right, I just don't think they can get the bread right is my main concern.
Oh, yeah. The flavour's not going to be the same, but also I'm not having a Banh Mi with chicken.
Yeah. Now, I've just had a look at this. Somebody's, like, posted a picture of one online in the Banh Mi Appreciation Society Facebook page. Of course, I'm a member.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken looks good. The rest of it looks diabolical, is my description.
I mean, just save the Kentucky Fried Chicken for just the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Save the Banh Mi for a hot bread shop and pork crackle, pork belly.
That's right. You've understood the situation, Ari.
Yeah.
Each needs to stay in their lane is the essence of it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there you go. So someone tries it. Let us know.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love, if you've tried one, I'd love to hear about it.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
A non-local story now, though.
Yes.
As we find out about a gold toilet. Now, this is worth nearly $9 million.
A very fancy loo.
It certainly was. 14 karat gold, so there's a lot of weight in gold in this.
Hang on, the only question I want to ask right now, does it actually flush?
Oh, absolutely. It's fully set up, fully functional.
Great.
Right? Now, thieves broke into Blenheim Palace in an audacious raid, which took just 5 minutes. In and out. Talk about... I mean, it takes me more than 5 minutes when I go to the toilet.
Yeah, well, so, famously, men do take a long time. No, but like...
How did they do it?
Oh, isn't it like extraordinarily heavy?
Well, I would have thought so. Gold generally is.
Well,
if you ever
weight in gold, yeah.
If you ever lift like even a gold, small gold chain or something, you go, oh, that's quite heavy,
sure,
isn't it?
Okay.
And now these people broke in and they used sledgehammers to get through the part of the wall closest to the area where the toilet was stored.
Ooh.
In and out within 5 minutes. It's never been found again. So they think what's happened is it was split up into smaller amounts of gold and never recovered.
Probably melted down, sold off or whatever.
Quite possibly. They found a couple of people who they believe were involved in it.
Mm.
It weighed 98 kilos.
Wow.
Insured for $6 million.
Wow.
Gold prices have since gone up, you know, and a bunch. It's claimed that one of the people involved ran jewelers and was making a profit on all the gold that was sold.
That's actually genius. I mean, sorry, but it is.
Well, genius, but also criminal, right? So Blenheim Palace is, you might think, oh, I've heard of that. Yeah, it's the birthplace of Sir Winston Churchill. World Heritage Site. And of course, you know, they have all sorts of events and stuff there. And it was part of an art exhibition that got put in.
So that's what I was going to say, is what possessed someone
to put a gold toilet in?
To even want a gold toilet.
And art is what it does. You know, they're sticking bananas to walls. They've been doing crazy stuff for years.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
A gold toilet is just the, you know, the latest in a long string of ridiculous artistic installations around the world.
I just think it's like the one of the weirdest things you could do.
Well, certainly. But to steal it, what an interesting crime. Imagine having that on your criminal record. You're off to jail. Now, what did you do? Stole a toilet? What? What are you doing in here? Well, it was worth $6 million, to be fair.
Damn.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So with a federal election around the corner, most likely in May, look, we're not going to talk too much about politics, but I want to talk about a politician local to us. So Hunter MP Dan Repacoli. So he's out and about at the moment doing little bits and bobs to personally campaign for his seat,
okay,
right, in Hunter. That's about as much as I get political-wise.
Sure.
But the thing about Dan Repacoli is he's actually physically getting out there, shaking hands with people, talking to people. And I know this because I saw him at Cameron Park Plaza, the other day, just literally standing out the front with like two or three of his supporters or whatever, just standing there having a chat to people, not begging people for their attention, which right. I was actually curious to see exactly how he was going to operate himself.
Yeah.
Instead of going, you know, like when people are trying to sell you things at shops and go, oh, excuse me, can I just chat about this, blah, blah, blah.
How's your day going? You know, all that sort of stuff.
Like, sorry, got to keep moving, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Not doing that. But
just,
like,
just chilling, was he?
Just relaxing, saying hello or waving to people.
Yeah.
People just come up to him.
Right, they're wanting a chat.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's the most approachable man ever. He's so kind-hearted.
Really? Okay, okay. Mm. I've never met him in person. I've spoken to him on the phone, lovely guy.
Yeah. But he just looks like someone that you'd be comfortable speaking to off the bat, right?
Sure.
Which is another good thing for him. Now, I'm not campaigning for him, by the way. It sounds like I'm running.
I was going to say, are you getting cash to work for his office or something?
No, not at all. It's just nice to see someone out and about and actually showing the community what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I thought this is really interesting because you don't see that very often, do you? Where, like, even local politicians getting out and about.
I've seen like, Crackers, Tim Crackenthorpe. It was literally on the corner in near the Mayfield Corner Cafe there, just with another person, just standing there. Same thing.
Oh, really?
Anyone,
okay.
Just to have a chat situation, which
good
was interesting.
Him.
Yeah.
But this is not where it stops. So, Dan, now I've seen this on Facebook. So, the Westwells and Barnsley Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
They are papping Dan Repacoli. He's been papped. He's been photographed out in the wild, just going to little cafes and stuff, just on his own.
Interesting.
So, now that he's out and about, like, mingling with the community, the community is spotting him and going, oh, look, there he is. Dan
spotted.
Repacoli.
So, question.
Spotted. Gossip Girl. Yeah.
The question is,
yeah,
with these photos that are being shared in like Facebook groups,
yep,
are they, does he know the photo's been taken?
Don't
or are they
know.
Like at a distance?
It's
like,
at a distance. Yes.
Classic paparazzi shot is at what? Cafe's a good one.
Yeah.
And it's like in the foreground, there'll be other tables that are out of focus and then he's in focus in the background. Is it like that?
No. It's just him like on the main street of West Walls End just walking into a shop.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not like that, but I'm sure there's more to come. But it got me thinking.
Yeah.
He's now the Kardashian of, like, Macquarie.
Oh.
He's Dan Kardashian-oli.
Oh, that's pretty good.
How about
Kim Kardashian-Dan?
Whoa, that one too, yeah.
Not too bad. Take your pick. if you spot him,
Pap him.
Pap him. That's what everyone else seems to be doing.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Yeah.
So there's been a lot of people lined up for the Lake Mac Ambassador of the Year for 2025, including Rhiannon Ifland. So she's a cliff diving world champion. She's often making headlines in our news here at UFM. She's all over, like, all the socials, everything like that. So this is going to be good, but also up for the Ambassador of the Year are researchers, teachers, mental health advocates, all of that.
Oh, I'm looking at the list here.
Yep.
Ariana Gatti?
Oh,
is that you?
Very funny.
You should be on that. How do you get in that?
Well, that's a good question. You have to be sensationally decorated with, like, honours or awards or something. So Red Bull...
I can print up a couple of awards. How hard is it?
Air race world champion Matt Hall was crowned the ambassador last year.
Listen to her just steamroll over that idea.
Yes.
We got a printer here. It does colour and everything.
Yeah, but like...
A couple of trophies. Okay. Get a photo of you with it.
I'm a radio host.
Yeah.
And I've worked in journalism and television. I would have to go up against Lake Mac and Newcastle Suicide Prevention Network CEO Bradley Dunn.
Well, you have to bring that into it and just knock all the fun out of it, didn't you?
I ain't a CEO. I don't do much. I just go home and watch some television and then just go
to the
gym.
Yeah, but you do it in a fun way. You deserve to be an ambassador.
I don't do anything in the community.
You live in the Lake Macquarie Council area.
I mean, that's a standard, isn't it?
So I reckon you should... I think we should try and get you in for next year.
Oh, good God, help us all.
You deserve to be an ambassador.
Well, maybe we should get you in. I mean, you own a store.
I'm not Lake Macquarie, so not even a sniff in. It's not even a chance.
You're
at least got the eligibility up front.
Maybe we should get you for the Newcastle version.
No,
is there a Newcastle version?
No need for that.
Maybe
let's focus on you first, because you're Lake Macquarie, so we got in with a chance.
I'm too young.
I have a new mission. I'm going to try and make you one of the ambassadors of the year
for Lake Macquarie next year.
Some
volunteering first.
No, don't worry about that. They don't even get paid. Come on.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And how about this for a headline? Hangovers costing the US $220 billion a year.
How?
So basically, it's people coming into work that are hungover, not doing their job properly, so reduction in productivity, or just skipping work altogether, sick days, just not turning up, going home early, that sort of stuff.
So things not getting done and maybe not done properly, so it's going to cost.
Plus sick days. $220 billion. Now, that's the US. I had a look locally.
Oh, yeah.
In Australia, $3.8 billion a year.
Whoa, that's still a lot.
I mean, not as much as 220.
They've also got a bigger, you know, population over there. So.
Well, you see it that way. I see it as they're soft, not coming into work as much. Whereas, you know, Aussies will just get on with the job, which is good.
It's part of our culture.
I guess so.
Have a tipple and get on with it.
That's right. Now, it's a lot of money and it's a lot of lost work to sick days and stuff like that.
Correct.
And sometimes when you have a celebration, you have a few too many lemonades, the result can be awful. A terrible hangover.
Well, there's been a co-host or two in the past here at the station that's come in very hungover.
Very hungover.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so certainly.
Heads were sore.
What's the worst hangover, or can you remember any recently that were really bad for you?
Oh, probably like 2 months ago or something like that.
Oh, really?
I don't remember.
that bad, was it?
I don't remember, like, what the circumstance was or whatever. Sure. Just had a big night or whatever, just with some friends. And then the next day, I could not get rid of this headache. And I was like, I'm so exhausted. Like, I need to pump myself full of water and probably have, like, a nice big, like, Sambo or something.
Just to, like, recover from it.
And soak it up. Yeah. But, like, I could not move.
Just couldn't move.
I was exhausted, yeah.
All right, so one that comes to mind for me was years ago when I was in university. So we're talking a long time ago. I was finished for the, like, semester and for the year, actually, and I had to move out of where I was living, like university accommodation.
Yeah, of course.
The night before, everyone's leaving, so we'll just go out for one or two. One or two turned into way too many.
That usually happens.
And the drinks was just too cheap. like back then, and it was like uni specials and everyone's going home specials.
Perfect.
Well, a perfect storm is what it was, because I had way too many drinks, and the next day I was probably the most hungover I've ever been.
Mm.
And I then, in the sweltering summer heat, December, had to move everything out of my uni accommodation.
Now, that is a pain to do when you're fit and healthy.
Exactly. My head was pounding. Oh. Everything hurt. I had the worst headache. I was sweating constantly.
Oh,
honestly, it was I'll never forget that day.
That's horrendous.
And I think I learned a lesson that day about having a big night before you've got to do a major task the next day.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, because, boy, oh, boy, I've never forgotten it.
Oh, you'll hate yourself for it, hey?
That's right. So this is what we want to do here. 4967-4105. What was the worst hangover you ever had?
Did it stop you going from work? Did it stop you moving house?
Perhaps. And what did you have to do while hungover? Or maybe, like, what caused it? You know, what was the events leading up to it? 4967-4105, just for sharing your pain, and we know it can be real pain.
Literally.
You can get yourself $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland. Yes. Now, the food there is stunning. So you can have a lovely lobster, some steak, you know, prawns. They're really good on the seafood, oysters even.
They've even got the platters there too.
Oh, my God. A platter sounds fantastic.
Yes, please.
All the good drinks and stuff as well. 4967-4105, your bad hangover stories, or maybe you want to dob in your partner or friend or whatever.
Housemate.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they just had the worst hangover and had to do something important or whatever. 4967-4105.
Katie in the Hunter Valley, good morning. What's your story?
Hi. I've had a night over with a street Christmas party, which happened to be the night before Christmas, and had way, way too many drinks. Ended up falling asleep, passing out on the ladder.
Oh, sorry. You've just broken off there. You've just dropped out.
Oh.
What a
also,
shame.
Like, Christmas hangovers, they're not fun.
They're never good, are they?
Like Boxing Day hangovers too.
Yeah, awful, awful. Let's go to Mick in Abermain. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Good morning, Novos. How are you?
Very good. What's your story?
My story is my 18th birthday. I had a big party and got a bit intoxicated, got drunk. I was paralytic. The next morning, I go out of bed. I had to cut some firewood for my father. A pair of shorts and shirt, a pair of thongs, cutting a brand new axe and an iron bar, bit of wood, hit the wood about three times, bounced off, hit me right foot, sliced it over on the side of my foot, cut an artery and two tendons, and 14 stitches later, your father passed out because you can't see the sort of blood. I was spraying blood everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I had to go away to the hospital, and the nurses seen me in Silverton Hospital going, action prone's back at it again, 14 stitches later, and now I've got no film big toe.
Wow.
All because he had way too many
the night before
vodka cruises.
Big hangover, had. Big hangover.
Yeah, were they vodka cruises you were drinking, Mick?
Bittering had beer, vodka, Jim Beam, all mixed in big yard glass, about 2 litres.
Oh, yeah, you know what? 2 litres of it, that'll get you, won't it?
Oh, dear. Crook's a dog. Mates, pour all his beer, spirits, you know, they had wine, they took it in the yard glass. Oh, they had to skull that one gulp.
Oh, my God.
You know, maybe he should tell that story at seminars and stuff in school, whatever, about safety of alcohol.
It's
don't drink from a yard glass, kids. You'll chop your towel off.
Also, don't do wood cutting in thongs. That is, like, the least safe thing you can do, possibly.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
That's right. With a 10-second timer, you need to name five things from the category we give you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that within the timer, you score yourself, how about this, a family pass to the Newcastle show.
Yes.
Everyone wants these tickets. They've been messaging, asking. Mm-hmm. This is how you win them through the Novo's name five.
That's it.
Let's meet our contestant for today, shall we?
Let's go to Belmont. Hey, Emma, how you doing?
Thank you. How are you?
Great. So what are you up to today for your Wednesday?
Oh, just going to work.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm cleaning.
Ooh, now that's not an easy job. I hate doing it.
Might we all?
Yeah, God bless you. Hey, at least you get paid for it. When I do the housework, I don't get paid.
You get nothing.
I get nothing. Yeah, yeah, it's not
Emma's
good.
Like, yeah, I've got it figured out.
I like all the chemicals on your hands and stuff. You smell like cleaning products today.
You'd use gloves though, wouldn't you, Emma?
I do, yes.
Yeah, smart.
Okay. Maybe
smart.
I need to do that then. I'll probably take a page out of Emma's book.
All right, Emma, the family pass the Newcastle show on the line. You know how the game works? Yeah. Yep. Okay, good stuff. 10 seconds on the clock. You need to name five things from the category. Mm-hmm. Your time starts now because I need you to name five countries in Europe.
Okay, Spain, Italy, France, Germany.
On the buzzer with Czechoslovakia. Now, I need to double check if that, because in my mind.
You could have said England.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of options.
Yeah, I forgot about England.
Czechoslovakia.
Because I know that it was.
Central Europe.
Yeah,
yes.
You're good as gold. No worries there at all.
Oh, let's give them to her.
Yeah, all yours. Congratulations, you're off to the Newcastle show. Well done. There you go, easy as that, or on the buzzer, nearly missed out. Emma from Belmont is our latest local winner here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So I was having a chat to one of the people that I know from my gym the other day. It was like late last week, and it got me very confused, but also something that I thought that I could talk about on the show.
Sure.
So everyone knows that, you know, the kind of key to a healthy lifestyle is, you know, having a balance of foods, like your fruits, vegetables, meats, things like that, nuts, whatever.
The old food pyramid.
That's exactly right. But also when it comes to going to the gym, so you know how you have like a lot of gym bros and,
sure,
you know, like a lot of fitness fanatics that will literally go on these super diets. Like
extreme diets often.
Or even just like food prep. So, for example, rice and chicken. That's all they'll eat all week.
They eat a lot of that.
Yeah, and like it bulks up or leans them out or whatever. So it's all about your protein and your carbs and whatever. I'm not trying to teach you like all about, you know, nutrition. But apparently, so my friend was like, I was on TikTok the other week and I found out a way I can still eat McDonald's. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, don't worry, I've tried it and so far, so good.
Really?
Yep.
So what are you getting there? Are you ordering just like, say, for example, standard Coca-Cola, no Coca-Cola, only ice.
Just water.
Very healthy.
Well, yeah, probably. You can still get like the sugar-free stuff, which is fine.
Sure, or a
almond
Whopper.
Almond milk latte.
Not a Whopper, you wouldn't get that at Macca's.
No.
A Big Mac with like no buns, meat, or anything, just the lettuce.
Yeah.
That'll be
do
fairly.
Do they still do salads at Macca's? I don't know.
But the lettuce only will be fairly healthy.
Anyway, so there's all these influencers on TikTok, right? And he goes, this is how I learnt this, okay? So some Aussie influencers have come out to say, you go through the drive-thru and you order just 2 grilled chicken breasts. So you know how you can get like the McWraps and stuff?
Yeah.
You get like the grilled or the crispy. They go, I just order the grilled chicken and that's all I get from the drive-thru.
That's it. Things
how like
awful.
That. But you can, if you don't want to like just have bland chicken, they also say, look, just get a couple of packets of sauce as well. Like
treat yourself.
Like the Big Mac sauce, like dip your chicken in.
Right.
And that's something I would do. But now this takes me back to like quite a few years ago. So when I was like on the real heavy like fitness train.
Yeah.
One time, like, I was a really late night from work and I went, you know what? I can't be able to cook anything, but I want something warm that's going to fill me up. Went through the Macca's drive-thru. This is when I was living in Canberra.
Yeah.
Went through, ordered.
Hello, how can I help you?
I brought 2 meat patties just on their own. So you know how like on a cheeseburger, you just get the patties? I just got two meat patties.
How do they store them? How do they give them to you? Just straight in your hand?
No, they put it in like a burger box.
It's just 2 patties in there?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing as your chicken, grilled chicken tender things.
Absolutely tragic. All of that sounds awful to me.
Hey,
I prefer not to have Macca's.
You can gym bro your Macca's. That's all I'm
going
to say.
Ari's got the hacks ready for you.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
take it away.
Good morning. My name is Marley Stevenson. I'm 9 years old in year four at Tara Public School. And I'm Today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is cloudy with a chance of showers with the top of 30 degrees. Right now in Jessamine it's 21 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 UFM.
Oh, well done! Yes. Woohoo!
Good work, Marley. Good work. Now, I do believe, I mean, you've done a great job there, first of all, but mm-hmm. I do believe you also like swimming. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so
bit of a sportsman.
Yeah, sports lady, sports if you
lady.
Will.
My bad.
So, whereabouts do you go to swim? Like, what pool is it at? What's your local pool?
Beresfield.
Beresfield, nice.
Right. I heard they have a great swim team down there. Yeah.
Is it the Barracudas? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, nice one.
What a fierce name. Good alliteration too. Like, that strikes fear in the hearts of many.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I do believe also you're quite into guitar. Is that right? What kind of guitar do you have? Well, just an acoustic one, is it?
Yeah,
nice one. And do you have any favourite, like, musicians or anything, or favourite songs you like playing at the moment?
Austin.
Oh, that's by Dasher, I believe.
Is
yeah, we
right?
play that on the station.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, very, very catchy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Nice work. That's quite hard. So you're doing well on guitar, well in swimming. I mean, really.
The world's a oyster.
Exactly. You're doing really good and a great job today. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we're going to reward you, right,
that's
Ari?
That's it. Congratulations. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Playland, Green Hills, where you can jump, climb, party and play unlimited playtime. So stay all day. Book now at kidsworldplay.com.au. And if you'd like your little one to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, you can register online now at newfm.com.au. Simple as that.
It certainly is. Well done, Marley. You smashed it today. And like Ari said, register now if you want to get involved and have a go at being the next Weather Whiz Kid.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So we were having a little chat behind the scenes yesterday, Crevo, about cars and the way that, you know, certain types of paint looks on them and things like that. And I just said to you, look, I think the most tacky looking cars around at the moment, including on our streets, is the matte finish look. And I'm sorry if you have a matte covered car, not a glossy car.
Oh,
sorry, but I'm calling you out. It looks really silly. It looks dodgy and cheap, to be honest. And I don't like
real?
It. I don't like it. The only good thing about it is the fact that it doesn't like reflect.
See, it's so ridiculous that you're so stuck in the past.
What do you mean? Glossy cars, a gloss finish is still the standard.
And if it is, they're wrong. So all the new ones that are coming in these matte finishes and they look so good, Ari.
I just don't understand them. Like, I can't wrap my head around why people would want them.
So first of all, you brought up a good, like, point. And that is the shiny ones are reflective and dangerous to the eye.
No, not dangerous.
Like
in
my
photographs.
Eyes have been damaged.
Oh, please.
Because of reflective shiny cars.
You are such a drama queen.
And it's I purely like blame it on that.
Isn't your van a gloss finish?
No, it's actually sort of matte.
It's not.
It's basically matte. It's basically a matte finish.
Yeah, righto. Not
is that
eye.
Partly from the fading of the sun? Maybe. But it's basically a matte finish. And like a commercial van is not what we're looking at here.
I know, just a regular
we're looking at
car.
Like, you know, brand new cool cars.
Like a Hyundai N series or something like that.
Something like that. And they look so much better in a matte finish. So we talked about the danger to the reflection of the eyes. And that is a big point to take into consideration. You know, people's eyes, you only get two of them. And you can't get new eyes.
Is that you're in the argument?
No, I'm just working my way through, if you will.
Okay.
All right. So, the next, like, one to look at, or the next idea to think about when it comes to matte versus shiny cars is, do you want to be stuck in the past in an old-fashioned shiny world?
I don't think there's anything old-fashioned about it.
Or do you want to get into the future and you look at all of these, you know, brand new Hyundais and stuff that are coming out and they are futuristic in every single way and very, like, highly paid designers have been, you know, employed to figure out what the new look is and it is matte. So, second point is the futuristic level of it. So, you want to be in the future or stuck in the past? That's your big question there. And the third thing is, when it comes to Matt, the feel of it, like when you touch it, is so much better.
Oh, no, there's something weird about that texture.
Like the shininess. Like when, like if you lean against a shiny car, you're in danger of like your hand slipping off and you're falling. Whereas if you've got a matte one, you've got a bit of grip there. So like you're not in so much danger of falling down. So your people's safety around falling, you got people's eye safety, which is important as well. And whether you want to be stuck in the past with your shiny cars or move into the future with your matte finishes. All those reasons. If you're not picking Matt, you're daft. That's
right,
what
you
I
done?
Reckon.
Okay, let me tell you about all the cons of your so-called beloved matte finish. So, for example, from a standpoint, you can't remove any scratches, for one. It's easy to mess with the matte look because it's sensitive to rubbing. Also,
what does that mean? Sensitive to rubbing.
Like, if there's materials
Sounds
that rub
made
against
up.
It. Oh, yeah, righto. You can't use specialized care products. Also, the paint costs more. It is a much more expensive
premium
paint job to
finish.
To finish.
Is what I'm hearing.
I'm sorry. We don't all have a second business.
No, we're talking about what's better here.
Exactly. And
yeah,
I'm just
more premium.
I'm saying from a standpoint, you are better off repairing a panel or just, you know, redoing a car in a gloss finish. It is better for the car and better for your wallet. I'm just saying. Plus, who doesn't want a shiny car? Like, after you wash it and you clay bar it and you polish and whatever, it just looks gorgeous. There's nothing better than something shiny.
Okay, so there we go. This is the, I guess, the two sides of the story.
Yes.
And we want to know what Newcastle thinks. Which is better, matte finish?
Or the glossy finish?
Or shiny finish when it comes to brand new cars? 4967-4105 is the number to call to get involved. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, okay. Mark and Cessnock, hey, what are your thoughts, Mark?
I think gloss is much better for lots of reasons.
Okay, hit us.
Okay, firstly, on your lean and slip argument.
Yeah.
A gloss car gets less dirt. If you've got a matte finish, it attracts the dirt doesn't slip off as much. You got a whole lot more cleaning you got to do.
Wouldn't that give more grip, though, as well?
Secondly, the fact that it reflects is actually an advantage, because at night, if you're coming up on a matte car, it doesn't reflect your headlights as much. You've got much more chance of hitting a matte car than a gloss car.
Okay.
Thirdly, any old car I've seen has a matte, or not any old car, lots of old cars have a matte finish.
Oh.
Because the paint wears out, the whole thing looks daggy and old.
All right, okay.
Mark is passionate about this.
Very passionate. Okay, wow. 1 point to you at this point.
God, I think I need 3 points for that.
No, well, it's one per caller. We're sticking to the standard rules of New FM court here, I'll have you know.
Sure.
All right, in Farley, Mel, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think you're clutching at straws, Crevo.
Okay, Mel, tell him why.
Okay, they look and feel like paper. I just want to pick up a crayon and colour them in.
Yes! Oh, true! Okay, that's
well,
a good one.
Artistic opportunities. Oh. I hadn't written that one down as an argument, but I'll take it.
I'm with the first caller, though. They are harder to clean. My boss has got a car. He's got a shiny car, but he's got a couple of matte finish stickers on there to make it look fancy and all of that.
Oh,
like a wrap, is it?
And it's not a full wrap. It's just like racing stripe kind of thing. I worked for him for nearly 3 years, and those stickers have never looked clean. So his $100,000 car doesn't look as fancy because the stickers are matte.
Oh, that is interesting to note, actually.
Yeah,
a bit of a warning to some
absolutely.
Car enthusiasts,
and
I think.
If Mel's boss is listening this morning, she reckons your stickers don't look good, just an FYI.
Clean your stickers.
as they always say. All right, so two to you at this point.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm being left high and dry here.
They're good arguments, I have to say.
Some of them are. All right, in Head and Greeter, Emma, what do you reckon?
Crevo, go back to bed, mate.
Are you serious?
Oh, this is fantastic.
I can't believe it.
It looks like someone's gone to Bunnings and bought house paint to paint their car.
Oh, good assessment,
Jeez,
Emma.
That is a stabbing indictment against Matt Finnish, isn't it?
And Bunnings.
Well, nothing against Bunnings, especially if they're friends of the show. Oh,
wow.
I love Bunnings.
Yeah.
Emma's
yeah.
got no just problems with Bunnings. Yet, just yeah. no, just doesn't like the Matt
wow. Finnish. Okay, so that's three to me.
She's not looking good, is no. it, at this point?
Let's now wrap it up in Jesmond. Hey, Ethan, what do you think, Glossy or Matt?
Good morning. Listen, I've got to tell you about Matt.
Okay.
You say it's premium. It looks cheap. I'm not going to lie. It's cheap. It's tacky. And you got to think about the visibility. I already have enough trouble finding my car in the Westfield car park.
So you reckon the Matt will be harder to see? Is that your concern?
It'll be harder to see. And think about it, if you have a black car at night time, it's got to tank your safety rating.
Oh,
I didn't even
argument.
Think of that. All right, so, look, it's a complete landslide at this point, isn't it?
Motocastrians, we are smart.
They love the shiny finish. Stuck in the past, what can I say?
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Of course, just in the news there, so much chat about this big win for Port Stephens.
Massive.
Right? Massive win. And that's all fun. My favourite bit of this whole situation, though, is they sent up a reporter from the Today Show just to do, like, a live cross and everything.
They could have got us to do.
Well, that's it. But they sent someone up there and people had their, like, little signs that they bring along.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the bloke in the fishing sort of cap. That had the sign saying, Port Stephens is my favourite Stephen.
There was two of them too.
Whoever you are that came up with that, brilliant. That should be the new motto for the area,
fantastic
right?
Fantastic comedy for a hump day.
Oh, absolute. Just unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, he was obviously saw that they were coming up or heard about it or something on Facebook and went, I've got a good one for the guys. Oh, they'll love it.
The locals have a good sense of humour, don't they?
Oh, my God, they certainly do.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Okay, now, though, we need to get on the phone the one and only Lockie McTackett. He is the Mind Matters Ball founder and also Are You Okay Day, rather, community ambassador. And you know what? The Mind Matters Ball crew is coming up very, very soon. So I think we should talk to him about it. What do you think?
Absolutely. Lockie, good morning, friend of the show. This is, and I believe, the final one. Is that right?
Morning, guys. Yes, that's correct. This will be the last Mind Matters Ball ever.
Wow, so this is news to me. I didn't know this until, like, literally right now, Lockie. You kept that under wraps.
Yeah. What's? I guess it's been a big journey for you, hasn't it, running it all this time?
Yeah, so, look, I started the Mind Matters Ball when I was in a place where I wanted to give back to an organisation that I felt gave so much to me when I needed it, that being Are You Okay? That was 5 years ago, and since then, you know, we've expanded to raising money for Lifeline, Hunter as well. We've raised a bunch of money, which is great, but we've also started a bunch of meaningful conversations and really done some important work towards suicide prevention. So I think I'm quite happy with what we've done, and I'm ready for the next chapter.
Well, it's a big achievement as well. Like, oh my goodness, so many people go along to these and so many great businesses around our local area as well gets involved. Can you tell us a bit about some of the sponsors or maybe the volunteers that are inputting to
have
this
done a
board?
Lot? Yeah.
Yeah. So this year we've got a bunch of local sponsors again. So we've got Alfabs Engineering. We've got Gainwell. We have Hunter Science. We have Jim on King. We have Turks Legal. And we have the Yard Gym. Some of these are returning sponsors, but all supporting a really great cause. We have some incredible prizes donated from, like you said, all kinds of local businesses from all ranges, all walks of life. We've got some cool stuff, some overnight stays. We have some wine tastings. We've got couples' corners. We've got all sorts.
Yeah, and it's always the auction is always a huge result as well. So no doubt some of these will be in the auction. Now, I believe as well, because it is the final one, you've unlocked some more seating, which means there's a few tickets still available. Is that right?
That's correct. We have some more tickets up for sale. Hoping to get them filled so we can make this our best event yet.
That's the idea.
Incredible.
Going out, you know, with the biggest possible success is what we're after here. So where can people get tickets?
So all the links are on our social media accounts. It's just the Mind Matters Ball on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The tickets are through Sticky Tickets. But, yeah, if you just follow the links on our socials, you'll be able to get there.
That's the easiest way. Yeah. And, look, Lockie, I know, you know, this is the final one, but over the journey that we've followed you on, really, it's been so impressive what you've done to help so many people and, as you said, start so many conversations, which is what it's all about, really, right?
That's right.
Oh, absolutely. And we wouldn't have been able to do it without your support each and every year. So thank you guys for that.
Our pleasure. Mm. Of course, Ari and myself will be hosting this year again,
so
which is fantastic. And like Lockie, hopefully we can make it the biggest one yet, the biggest success so far, and raise as much money as we can. Lockie, thank you for coming on the show, and we look forward to seeing you on the night.
Thanks for having me, guys. Talk soon.
Yeah, thanks,
Lucky. Appreciate that. And don't forget, get your tickets. Jump on the Mind Matters Ball on socials. They're all across Instagram, Facebook, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And get your tickets before this last allotment sells out.
Please.
Also, if you're a local business that wants to donate stuff for the auction.
Or if you still want to volunteer for the ball.
That's right. All of that is possible as well. It's such a good cause, and it's one that's dear to our hearts, which is helping the mental health of our region.
Definitely.
It is so important. Get on there, buy the tickets now, and donate where you can.
UFM. The Novos.
Ari, this is big science / space news, which we like to cover on this show sometimes.
And we don't do it often enough.
No, that's right. So this is right here in our own backyard. So normally this sort of stuff is happening in America or somewhere in Europe, or North Korea's having a terrifying stab at it.
Does this warrant a Buzz Lightyear quote?
Oh, sure. What have you got for us?
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah, that could work.
Yes, thank you. Oh, Elton John.
We don't mind a bit of Elton, do we?
I love it.
Yeah, this is all because up in Queensland, they're about to start off their first space launch, where they're launching up a satellite, which is very exciting. So,
what?
Yeah, this is really cool. It's called Gilmour Space Technologies. They're announcing their launch window for Australia's first orbital rocket. It's actually huge.
Wow.
All right, so March 15 is the first, like, expected test launch, test rocket. And they have this window, because often sometimes the morning they're ready to do it.
Yep.
Oh, it's too misty or too windy or something like that. We'll push it to tomorrow, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. They have some photos of, like, the launch pad / site for all of this. Mm. It looks very Australian, is all I'll say.
Okay.
It's out in the bush. There's cyclone fence that goes almost all the way around, so there's a big gap in it still.
Oh, so they're not worried.
Local kids can still ride their bike down there if they want. Down one end, it looks like they've got one of those sort of Stratco sheds. It's actually just got like a regular roller door, which is where I guess they keep some of the equipment and stuff like that.
Spare bolts and nuts and whatever.
Possibly a lawnmower to do the lawns nearby.
Maybe a hammer. Yeah.
Oh, there's a nail missing. Quick, grab the hammer out the shed.
You know there's a mini fridge in that shed.
You know there is. Down the other end of it, they do have a more official looking shed, which is where they, you know, have all the equipment and stuff like that. And then there's just a tower with a rocket and a couple of there's actually just like those John Deere Gator type things, the ATVs to run around the site, I guess.
Great.
And that is it.
Wow. Well, look, nothing but, you know, no bells and whistles or anything, just basic, whatever we need to get it going, let's do this. Yeah.
A rocket, a bit of a tower thing next to it hold
security.
The rocket. No, no need for any of that, and away they go. So, look, it's very Aussie, it's very Queensland, and I look forward to, you know, it happening. However, they have said, and how about this for the most Queensland story of all time.
Yeah.
They're a bit concerned they might have to delay again because of the, you know, that Cyclone Alfred that's getting a bit close. They're
yes.
Like, we can't have that running while this thing takes off. So we'll just be keeping an eye on that.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, it's a launch window rather than an exact date where it must happen. So, yeah, fingers crossed they do well. It's sort of south of Townsville is where it is.
Interesting.
Anyway, it's sort of like they've chosen that location because it's like close to the equator and stuff. Good luck to them. I like to see Australians getting out there and developing a new space industry. Super cool.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Right, I'm going to say it now. This is the only news that you need to pay attention to this week. Biggest news, I think, in like 20 years.
What is that?
There is said to be a White Chicks sequel.
What's that? Obviously, I'm joking. White Chicks is a great movie. Very funny.
The Wayans brothers. Yeah, Marlon and Sean Wayans. So apparently there's talks about a second movie which could be made soon. Now, this comes 21 years after the first film as actually released.
Now, I love Terry Crews in that movie.
Oh, God, he's funny.
He's a funny man. Oh, in anything he does, really.
Yeah.
He's so good in Brooklyn Nine-Nine and stuff as well.
Mm.
So anything he's in, I'm a fan of, basically.
Yeah, basically. But despite the original film's, like, really controversial plotline and its jokes and stuff, which actually is funny, just watch it. It is
ridiculous.
Funny. But Marlon actually firmly believes that bringing back the White Chicks world in 2025, he did pass along, is actually possible.
This is fun. Hopefully they do it.
Come on.
Ari's so excited about this.
One of my favourite movies of all time.
That is cool.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The egg crisis is hitting everywhere. Day before yesterday, I was in Aldi Mayfield.
Yep.
They didn't have one single egg for sale.
Really? They ran out completely?
Every type of free range, caged, whatever, was completely sold out.
Wow.
And look, normally I think the caged ones taste the best, right? So I always go for them because at least you know where they're coming from. They're coming from a cage,
yeah.
Right? So I was looking for those. They run out. I went, oh, maybe I'll be twist my arm and have free range.
None of those either.
None of those either.
No organic stuff?
No organics. Not a single egg to be found.
Wow.
Oh, geez, this is a bit of a problem.
Mm.
In America, it's a massive problem. The US, they've got a bird flu outbreak and grocery stores limiting egg purchases, all that sort of stuff.
So it's the exact same situation as here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
However, they've started to see a big rise in egg smuggling, which is happening from Mexico. This sounds like a joke.
Oh, sorry.
But they've it is a little bit. It's ridiculous, right?
I'm just picturing people like getting big trench coats and like stuffing the eggs in their pockets. It's like, nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah, it kind of is. They pat them on the back and then crack an egg.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, egg on your back. 90 people, at least 90 people have been caught trying to smuggle eggs from Mexico into the United States.
That's ridiculous.
Across the Mexican border. And I was trying to rack my brain.
Mm.
Are they normally trying to smuggle other things through there, or is this maybe the first time they've caught smugglers on that border?
It's maybe. Usually not fresh food, no.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So something else. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, eggs is the big story of the day. They've caught 90 people. They've issued all these fines and stuff. They're trying to track people down. They even got the egg sniffer dogs on the case as well, looking for eggs. And, yeah, they're obviously worried about the bird flu outbreak getting worse. They don't want to bring any raw food, you know, egg or chicken-related products into the United States.
Yeah, wow.
Who would have thought egg smuggling was going to be the big story of 2025? It certainly wasn't on my bingo card. Definitely not.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We're almost finished for the day, Ari.
I know.
Wednesday will day.
Wednesday will day.
You get to go see your boyfriend today, which is nice.
I love how you use the language "get to."
you get to hang out, right?
Yeah,
your schedules line up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what we plan for every week, aren't we, Swoosh?
That is very cute.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans? Is there any special events going on? Is he taking you to the fireworks? What's happening?
Good Lord, no. Probably nothing again tonight. I might con him for a massage.
Nice.
Because I'm just a bit under the weather today. So I'll con him for a massage, maybe an episode of Yellowstone, maybe two. Oof.
Nah, you are living good.
Whenever I ask, he always goes, sure, babe, good idea. So good on him.
I love that.
Been taught well.
You should leverage that for better things.
Yes.
I'd like a new Lamborghini. Sure, babe, whatever you like.
Yes, give me that.
Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, well, that sounds lovely.
What are you up to?
Probably, I'm hoping the sun like properly comes out like it's supposed to. I want to get a bit of gardening done.
Ooh.
You know, the lawns, they're mowed, but the edging needs to be done.
Okay.
And when it looks good, it looks good. Like when you get your edging right, it's just amazing. I love edging.
Well, I bet you do. But the thing is,
I want to know about the pond.
Oh, the pond's going well. Yeah, yes. So I did a clean out a little while ago, yeah, and it's looking nice and clear still. I've used this stuff called Saplosh.
Saplosh.
Yeah. And
Splosh.
I think that's what it's called. It's just like these little sachets of some powder you throw in there, and it's supposed to keep the water clear.
Wow.
So far, so good.
Okay.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Are there more baby fishies?
I don't know. I think we're still at 12 or whatever it is. I don't think they've had any more, but I'm keeping an eye on things.
Yes, keep an inventory.
That's right. So when my Crevo's Fish Farm launches in Mayfield soon, you'll know where they're from.
Yes.
Have a great day, everyone. Before we go, we do have to award a prize, $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland, and that goes to Emma in Hedon Greta. In Hedon Greta, Emma, what do you reckon?
Prevo, go back to bed, mate.
Are you serious?
Oh, this is fantastic.
I can't believe it.
It looks like someone's gone to Bunnings and bought house paint to paint their car.
Oh, good assessment, Emma.
That is a stabbing indictment against Matt Finnish, isn't
it? Bunnings.
Well, nothing against Bunnings, especially if they're friends of the show.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No, I love Bunnings.
Yeah, everyone does. Well done, Emma. You get yourself $100 spent in Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland.
Mm-hmm.
That just great food out there.
Beautiful restaurant
and everything. So if you're out that way, give them a try.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Emma. That's all yours. Have a lovely day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.